first of all, I'd just like to thank all our speakers today for such brilliant talks. They've been extremely rich in content and thought-provoking and pertinent to our current times, and they've got some great discussion going, some amazing questions. Thank you so much to all the attendees that have come today for raising excellent questions and posting all these links and comments and suggestions in the chat, especially some of you that are here very late. I see one of you here from the Philippines, and it's 12:15. Thank you. That's real dedication, especially on a Saturday. Thank you so much. I guess I just want to hand over to our speakers to ask if they'd like to make any final comments. It's not a requirement, but if you'd like to make any final words about today, perhaps starting with you, Angie, because you've just spoken.
Well, I've really enjoyed preparing for today, and I think the message I want people to take away is philosophy can really help. Will it really help? Does it really help? You need to think very, very hard, not just about the content of what you're teaching, but how you're teaching it and how you're presenting yourself and how your students see you, because it might not be how you see yourself.
Thank you very much for those final thoughts, Angie. Laura, any final thoughts you'd like to offer?
Yes, no, thank you so much. I found all of the talks fascinating, and thank you so much for organising it and inviting me to be a part of it. I loved the enthusiasm with which everyone's talking about these, and I want to say philosophical thinking skills, because I want them to go beyond just, you know, the philosophy classroom or the philosophy department. And I think that, you know, educators have an interest in these kinds of thinking skills. But what I love is the self-reflection that I've seen in philosophers, that we are trying to do it better and be more inclusive and, you know, be more charitable and kind to one another. Because I studied philosophy in Australia and it was brutal. It was absolutely a blood sport. And I'm loving that we're reflecting on our practice and trying to improve, because I think these thinking skills are so needed. And in the public domain, as Angie said, we want to have reasonable disagreement and have conversations where it's not just, you know, vicious arguing and tearing down of character, but also the ability to talk about things and disagree and still, you know, try and find our way forward. So absolutely valuable. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Laura. Peter, any final thoughts you'd like to offer?
Yeah, thanks. Well, just to echo everything that's already been said, thanks to everybody that's attended and taken the time to raise questions and discuss in the comments. It's been really interesting doing that and trying to work out how to do that, as well as listen and speak and do everything else at the same time. Definitely been several learning points for me to do with competition and how that relates to epistemic virtues, and how do you incentivize people without just getting it so that they're kind of only interested in the incentives, winning a prize, because clearly the epistemically virtuous person isn't interested in winning a prize. They're interested in discovering the truth, and there's that kind of compromise and trade-off between those two things. I think that value of intellectual courage was something that I thought about a little bit more deeply during the course of the afternoon, and it's been really interesting to hear about all of the ideas. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Peter. Brendan, any final thoughts you'd like to offer?
Well, just that I'm quite encouraged. My talk started off on a bit of a downer about how philosophy is, you know, posh intellectual wrestling, and we should all feel bad about that. But as others have said, things have got a lot better. The levels of self-awareness among philosophers on that kind of front is leaping away. And there's lots of goodwill to work on some of the other problems as well, a lack of representation on gender and race and the like. So for those sorts of things, I'm quite encouraged, and I'm always impressed and encouraged whenever I have any contact with people who teach philosophy in secondary schools. The main reason, I mean, I have kind of, actually, this is a point about, this point about competition is that, well, human motives are always mixed, right? I mean, it's perfectly fine to have mixed motives and to be a part of you that wants some glory and a part of you that wants to find the truth. And, you know, you wouldn't be a fully functioning human being if you didn't have both of those going on at the same time. And it's the same thing with schools visits. I always have excellent reasons for going and visiting schools, find out what's going on, learn something about pedagogy, but also it's always encouraging, it's always fun. So thank you to the organisers for making that possible today.
Thank you very much, Brendan. And last but not least, Constantine, do you want to make any closing remarks?
Definitely least, I think. But is it possible to unmute everyone so we can give the four speakers and yourself a round of applause?
I can unmute all of them.
I think that would be really nice.
Yeah, I can. I'd have to click one by one on
50
or so people right now to do that for everyone else. But I can do it for us. But six of us, we can make a bit of a racket, right? So if we can unmute ourselves, we can clap, right?
I think that.
Yeah, let's clap. Let's clap the attendees and the questions.
Great.
Thank you all so very much. It's been really wonderful. Afternoon, at least where I am.
Great. Thank you, Constantine. Okay. Thank you so much to our attendees for giving up your valuable time, especially on a Saturday, to watch these talks. I hope you've enjoyed it very much. I've had a great time. And thank you again to our speakers for excellent talks today. It's been a wonderful conference. This is the first of these events, and we do hope to run some similar events the next academic year. So again, if you check the Twitter pages for Forum for Virtual Understanding and CERL, we'll post them on there when we run another one. Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a lovely Saturday evening. Goodbye.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.